John, that was a very entertaining start to the season. What did you make of it?
Yeah, good physical test and one which I actually enjoyed. I enjoyed it from the first minute. Even in the prep, I knew there was something right with our players. We had a great focus. There was a good buzz about the place, which is what I've been trying to build since I came in as interim manager last year. But always pleasing to get your 3 points. It's the first game. It helps to build momentum. And it's nice for a 9 and 10 to get the goals as well, which helps. So it starts to put a few ghosts to bed from last year, I think. That actually, we've been saying a lot over the summer, but now you can see these players, they work for each other. That was a pure team performance. Of course, players get the accolades when they get the goals, and that's it. But they wouldn't want to take that. They'll take it for the team, because when you see Ed double save in the first half and how important that was. So it's a credit to the players and the staff and you guys as well, and the media guys who are standing behind you. It's a group effort, and I truly believe that. The fans were fantastic today, but we'll see what happens on Tuesday now, and we'll put that one to bed. And I won't spend too much time celebrating. I'm already now thinking about maybe Oval and what we can do with them.
It is a group effort. I'm going to single a few players out. Firstly, Erhun Öztuğmer. You've got a magician there, haven't you?
Yeah, he's great. And as soon as the free kick out, and it was great the way that it came about as well, because we played a little bit more of a longer pass, which we were working on. Then we got off second balls, got into the zone, we call it that little zone eight, we call it, for Öztuğmer. We can get him into those little pockets, he causes problems. And as soon as he's around that area, then we can see him in training every day, he does that. And Dean Holden said to me he's going to put it in the top corner. I think, I'm not sure. For once, I was a little bit pessimistic, didn't want to give too much hope, and then he puts it in the bag. So probably one of the goal of the days, I'd say. And then I thought I liked the third one probably a little bit better. That's individual skill. But as a team goal, the third one was quite special. I think Hammer coming off the bench, great energy, fantastic ball, and Sim anticipating. Not reacting after the event, but anticipating. That's what makes him a top striker, and he'll go on to score many more, I'm sure.
I'm going to come on to that. He's got 100, more than 100 career league goals. Just what will those two mean to him?
They mean a lot. I think the first one he got in pre-season is big, because he gets all up and running. But them two today, it's always, you always like to get league goals. It's hard for a striker the longer you go without a goal. It doesn't matter if we all say you're still working for the team. Deep down, he wants the goals. He's judged on the goals he scores. And I think it's great for me to show that the hard work that he does, and a great example to kids up and down the country, especially our young fans, that you get rewards for your hard work. And I think he got the rewards today for the shift that he put in, because it was an incredible amount of running he did for us.
You've got a bit of a headache now, haven't you? You've got your star signing on the bench, Makris, Bakayoko coming on, Jackson scoring two on the first day. Good headache to have.
Yeah, it's not a bad problem to have, is it? So I think if we go back to the start of May and I look at the squad that I've got, then I'm quite proud. I'm proud of what we've done, and I'm proud of the way that they carry it forward and the way they enjoy the game today. I kept coming on sometimes when there was little juice breaks and saying to them, listen, just give me a smile. Don't get caught up in it all, because that's what they want. They want to upset us and stop rhythm. And that's what the teams will try and do that to us. But we even did that a little bit today. Mm. We used tactics that I used to use when I was a player, because sometimes we have to kill the game. So these are the things that I think we can get better at, because we have to become a winning team. We want to entertain, of course we do, but I also want to win games. And I'm judged on that as well. So if I can win games and develop players at the same time, then I'm going to be successful as a manager, I think.
And a player who broke up the rhythm, certainly of the Wimbledon attacks, was a player you signed on yesterday, Azhar Osborne. He could be quite an unsung hero, I think, this season. Good performance today, tidy.
Yeah, I think I said in my interview when we signed him, I said to Dale about it, I think he's a leader of men. And I think the players, when they're in the tunnel waiting to go out, when they look across and they see him, they're thinking, actually, I actually feel a bit stronger myself with him in the team. He's such a lovely, lovely laid-back lad, but he's also a winner. And I think the guile and the ruthlessness and the resilience that he has can be nothing but a benefit for us going forward.
This is your team now. You've had the pre-season. Can you put your feet up tonight and think, I've done a good job here?
No, I won't, because it's one game. I'll be judged on my longevity, on how many games I can win, and that's just the first one. Of course it helps, because I've got the first points in the bag. It's much nicer to be sitting, getting the papers in the morning, seeing us probably in the top six with three goals. So I wouldn't lie, and I think anybody would be lying if they say that it's not pleasing. But I also understand that there's areas where I think actually I can actually improve on that. And I think if this happened again, I might even do things a little bit differently. And I think the players would as well. Some of the setup from set pieces was a little bit off. But I think our general shape and our organisation, you can see today, then that ended up with the goals that we scored. So,
a chance to go again now on Tuesday night. We're into these Saturday, Tuesday straight away, aren't we? How much are you looking forward to a League Cup tie against Yeovil?
Yeah, I love games. It's always nice to have a cup tie. So it's nice for me as well, the fact that I've got a fully fit squad. And I will I won't rest players because it was always my plan that a lot of the positions that we play, it's a really intense session. Early on in pre-season when we're still trying to develop fitness levels, it's hard sometimes to play two games. So I'll have a look at them, give them tomorrow off, and then I'll chat to them all individually on Monday, and then I'll go with my gut feeling about what I think we should play on Tuesday.
Yeovil are a team below you in the pyramid. You played so many cup games last season against teams above you, the likes of Chelsea, Brighton, Forest. They're the underdogs this time, Yeovil. How do you approach it?
Approach it the same as with any game, and it's about us. We'll analyse them, and I'll look at maybe some chinks in their armour, areas where we can develop and probably take advantage of. But I think it's about us. You can see from today, we can create chances in the final third. We can mix it up. We can go a little bit more direct if we need to, because Simeon offers that off the shoulder, so we can stretch the line. We've got players now. We've got Amadou Bakayoko now. We can give some physical presence. We've got Isaiah Osborne. So really pleased, and I can go on and on, that the fact that I've got players who I left off the bench today, like Maz Kuyar and Liam Kinsella, who are really fighting and chomping at the bit, and they show all the qualities that I love. But we're strong in depth, but they'll all be needed, because there's a lot of games. You can't bring long players in, so Tuesday might be a chance for them to come into the fold, and if they can prove it to me on Monday that they're ready.
How much did you enjoy last season's cup run alongside Dean Smith? There's good performances, weren't there, going to the City Ground and winning, scoring four goals, beating Brighton here, and of course bringing Jose Mourinho, Chelsea side, here as well.
Yeah, I did, but it's history, isn't it? And I'm not being rude when I say it, but I'm really not fussed about last year. I wasn't manager then. I didn't have a massive input. Of course, the fitness was, but now I'm having a big input because I'm the manager of this team. So I'll be concentrating on this cup game. And last year's cup game, I think, is probably yesterday's chip paper, isn't it? That's using an old saying. But yeah, I think that's been and gone. I think now it's about now what we do and creating new memories, I think.
It's a summer holidays. It's a Tuesday night. Nice weather. Hoping for a good gate.
I hope so. It'd be nice to the feedback we get from you guys after this, to show that just we'll entertain you. We'll come not just with pretty football. We've got a bit of resilience about us, and we showed a lot of passion today, a lot of discipline. So that's what fans want to see. They want to see players actually putting in a shift, if you want to put it in simple terms. And I said to them, if you can sit after the game and sit down and know that you're totally spent and you give everything you can, then you can live with that. And hopefully, if you do it right, then we can come out with a win, which we did.